This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. A quarter of Chicago high schoolers missed more than a month of school last year. In fact, the number of kids absent for 35 days or more has nearly doubled since 2019. Those are the top-line findings from a new investigation by WBEZ and the education news site Chalkbeat Chicago. It also found that despite this growth in absenteeism, graduation rates, well, they're actually up. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp joined us in studio, and we went into what's driving this trend, what it's like on the ground for students, teachers, and principals. And then we asked, how can we solve this problem? Sarah began with filling us in on how big the absenteeism issue is right now.
We do not have figures for this particular school year. Though one thing that we've heard is, especially with the threats against immigrants, that there has been maybe an uptick in absenteeism in the last half of this year. But the story that we did really looks at up until the end of school year 2024. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that compared to 2019, the number of kids that are absent a lot in high school, like 35 days or more, even 45 days or more, were really pretty shocking. When we requested the information and finally got it, I was surprised. I was surprised. And, you know, they have gone a little bit down since 2023. You know, there's a spike in 2021 with the pandemic, but very small decreases. And a lot of places across the country have experienced an increase in chronic absenteeism, but in a lot of places it's gone down. But for Chicago Public School high school students, it has not gone down that much.
That is shocking to me too, Sarah. And of course, you looked at 2019, of course, comparatively, because that's the last year before we got into the pandemic, and things drastically changed, as you've reported on over the last 5 years for students here in our area. But I'm thinking of a mom that I know here that is also a CPS mom, and she recently got a letter about her daughter. And she was telling me about it over the weekend, and it was like, you know, your child has been absent for 10 days. And that was a big shock to the child. She was like, it's been 10 days? Like, I didn't realize that I'd missed so much school. But you're talking about 35, 45 days. Yeah. That's wild to me.
It is. And you know, it's one thing, too, how these things kind of can creep up on you. One young woman that we talked to, she said that at the end of last year, the counselor printed out her track record of attendance, and she was shocked at how many days that she missed. And in her case, we're talking about 60% of the school year.
Yeah, I wonder how that happens, though. It's just we get in a rut, we get in a routine, and
and, you know, you go one day, you don't go the next, you go the next day, you don't go that, you know, it just creeps up on you. And and I think that especially in a situation where you're not really paying attention, and if teachers aren't calling your house, or if counselors aren't printing out that sheet of paper, you can just lose track of it.
That's
and wind up being a lot of days.
But as I said, Sarah, despite this absenteeism, grad rates are up. How?
And this was really sort of the genesis of this story. So we hear a lot, especially education reporters, how the graduation rate is increasing. It's gone from about 81% in 2019 to 85% in 2024. So it's inched up, and yet absenteeism is still so high. I mean, you know, the number of kids that are absent 35 days or more is, you know, it's doubled. And if you look at the fact that the state counts 18 days as chronically absent. So those are kids who are absent double the number of days to be labeled chronically absent. And yet, how is it that
they're able to finish?
That they're able to finish. Why is that not having an impact?
It's got to be somehow working out a deal to do the homework remotely.
Well, right, right.
Something like that, right? You, teacher, send me a package of everything I've missed.
Right. And so this is the thing that we also found. And, you know, again, this story has been kind of full of surprises where we found things that we didn't actually expect. But one thing that we definitely found is that on the ground, schools have changed policies and have things in place that really allow kids to make up work and have a lot of chances. And, you know, the school district really defends that.
Yeah. Let's start hearing from some of the people that you talked to, Sarah. Robert Belfans is director of Everyone Graduates Center at the Johns Hopkins University. And he said, here's a possibility for why.
One possibility is that it's now easier to get your assignments done even if you're not in school. And that would break a little bit of that connection. The other possibility is it's just gotten easier to pass.
Yeah. So he, of course, addresses what we were just discussing. But I mean, is there a cultural shift, you think, due to the pandemic? Because I remember a time where you couldn't do that.
Right. And this is I actually think that this comes from before the pandemic. There's been this huge shift that a lot of people don't realize in education, where the idea is that you do not want to punish kids for being absent. Instead, you really want to find ways to get them to graduate. Mm-hmm. So whereas before there was policies in Chicago Public Schools and most other school districts that said if you miss 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, you automatically failed. Now those policies are gone. And the idea is to put it in, I think we'll actually play her tape, but, you know, to put it in the words of Chicago Public School officials, the idea is that we want to figure out a way to get kids to pass.
Yeah, let's hear. This is Megan Hogard, who's CPS Chief of College and Careers Success. This is her actually telling you that CPS grading changes is what made it easier for kids to recover after some long absences.
How do I say this in a graceful way? But like, we don't allow you to say, oh, this student's missed this many days so they can fail. There's nothing more we're going to do. Because what the research shows us is if you do fail a semester, it's very difficult to recover the classes. So we really have doubled down on how do you ensure students do not fail that class by ensuring that they have to recover that learning.
So think about this. Think about how seismic a change this is. When you and I were in school, when we were absent, people turned to us. Our teachers, our principal turned to us as students and said, why didn't you come to class?
Mm-hmm.
Now what CPS is saying to the teacher, okay, maybe the kid didn't come to class, but how are you going to make sure that they pass the class?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, there's, you know, even another thing that they're saying is they're saying to the teacher, if kids aren't coming to the teacher's class, they're saying to the teacher, why don't kids want to come to your class? Do they not find it interesting? Do they not find it, you know, worthwhile information?
The onus really being put on the teachers here.
Exactly. The onus is now on the teachers in the school to get those kids to graduation, as opposed to the onus being on the student to get themselves to graduation.
Yeah. And you saw some of this. One of the students that you talked with is Carmelia McKeehan, who goes to Farragut High School in Little Village. Her story, very similar. She was 18, so a senior, missing a bunch of days, but also saying, wait, I missed that many days of school? Also shocked, right?
Right. She was really shocked. And, you know, she said, she had kind of gotten into a rut. She had some problems going on at home, but also she didn't really see much value in coming to school.
Was there learning loss for her?
Well, there definitely was grades loss.
Yeah.
One thing I want to tell you is that the interesting thing about Farragut High School and a couple of other high schools that we looked at is that during the pandemic, they had adopted what is called an equity grading model. And this is a model in which kids cannot get zeros, even if they don't do the work. They always, really? The bottom is 50%. And so even if you didn't turn an assignment, you'd get 50%. Now, obviously 50%, 55% is still an F, but if you could inch your grade up past 60%, then you can still get a D and pass the class. So this is the idea here.
I wonder if that helps the student long term, though. Well, like, are they really retaining?
This is the big debate. And this is the thing. So this year, Farragut got rid of that grading system and went back to 0 to 100. And one reason that the principal said that he wanted to do that is that he thought that it just sent a bad message to students and to parents about you needing to come to school. Because if you're a student and you can figure out, hey, if I, you know, just do a couple assignments and then I have these 50% as a bottom, maybe I don't have to come every day. Maybe I don't have to do every assignment. I can still get through. And he wants the message to be like, you got to come to school every day and you got to do the work.
Yeah, you're talking about Principal Nanavati over at Farragut. And he's doing a couple other things, right? He's adding incentives like a student lounge. He's out there with his, you know, his cup of coffee in the mornings. He's, you know, getting the stragglers to get inside, get to class. What else?
Right. So I think that for him, it's a combination of carrots and sticks. So the stick is, we will fail you. The stick is, you know, that you don't come to school, there'll be trouble. The carrots are, he transformed the library into this like really cool game room where there's video games and ping pong tables and all this sort of thing. And if you are in school every day the week before, you can get a pass to go there during lunch. And a lot of kids don't like to sit in the lunchroom because it's noisy and crazy in there. So it gives them a place to go. He also made it so that if seniors are in school 90% plus of the time, they get free prom and luncheon.
Oh, wow.
And if you know anything about high school, seniors are like the worst people to want to come every day to school, especially as it gets, you know, to spring and closer.
And if you know anything about prom season as a parent, well, that stuff can get expensive.
It can get really expensive. So I talked to some young men there and they're like, yeah, we keep coming to school because we want that free prom. It'll help our parents. It'll help, you know, our whole situation.
There's something about that sounds so wrong. Like, that's the reason we want to come to
school.
Well,
you know what?
Free prom.
Yeah, but any means necessary at this point.
That bar is getting lower and lower.
Right. But you know, he wanted to just let them know, like, we're going to reward you for showing up. And
sure.
You know, it does make a difference. Other kids notice when other kids aren't in school every day. It becomes this thing where, oh, if this person's not coming to school, then maybe I don't need to come to school. If this person can pass and come to school.
Yeah.
So he wanted to create this culture where everybody felt like I got to get to school.
Like this copycat syndrome. Yeah. So what's next then for some of the students you talked to, like Carmelia or her friend Ariana?
Right. And this was actually one of my favorite parts of the whole story. So, you know, Carmelia had a lot of intervention. She was hooked up with a counselor specifically to check in with her, a lot of things, because basically she did so bad in her junior year that if she was going to graduate, she just had to turn it around. Yet when you ask her what is the reason why she started coming to school, she points to her friend, this young woman named Ariana, who made a pact with her. They both had struggled before, and they said, let's make it to graduation together. And they call each other, and they check in on each other. And, you know, if you know anything about teenagers, this can make such a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Way more difference than some adult waiting for you at the door. If your friend's waiting for you at the door, that's a big deal. And so it just goes to show you that there's so many different levels to this.
Yeah.
And
it also it says to me, too, that some students, at least, are trying to take responsibility for their own actions here.
Right, yeah. Right. And Ariana, I mean, there's lots of kids there that have dreams and have ideas. I mean, one thing that's, you know, just mentioned in the story, but Farragut High School is what you call a Hope Scholarship School. And this is where this very rich person created this program where every student at Farragut, if they graduate, they get free college, not just tuition, but room and board and books and everything. It's a great, phenomenal deal. So for those kids that don't make it to graduation or barely make it to graduation and don't have future plans, they're really missing out on this golden opportunity. Right. And so you do have Ariana saying, I'm going to college, and she's excited about it, and she wants to get her friend to be there with her. Yeah. And they talk about they're going to walk across the stage together, and I think that's just a beautiful story.
And you get Farragut setting some kind of model, I think, for other districts, right?
Yeah, for other schools in CPS, because there's so many schools that are struggling with this and trying to figure out what to do. And one thing I will say is that the final day that we went out to visit Farragut, a lot of kids weren't showing up. It was a very nice spring day, and Virag Nanavati, the principal, was like, hey, I'm sort of worried because there's few kids showing up. And, you know, you can put a lot of stuff in place, but it's still a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are dealing with
It's not going to change overnight.
Yeah, it's not a silver bullet. It's going to take a long time, but you got to do something, because this situation where kids are missing so much of school and the consequences don't seem huge.
Yeah.
The question is, when they go into the next stage of their life, if you're not used to showing up every day, you know, when you go to a job, when you go to college, I mean,
how is that going to impact you?
It's going to impact you. And I think that people are starting to realize, like, we got to get these kids to realize that coming to school and just learning what you miss, you know?
Mm-hmm. So much there. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp, thank you. You can find more of Sarah's story at WBEZ.org, and she'll have a follow-up later this week, too, right here on WBEZ. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. If you like our conversations, we hope you stay with us and keep listening. You can subscribe to the show wherever you listen or on our website, wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.